Okay, it's time to start Sefer Micha. This is number 6 of the Treyasar, Hoshea, Yoel, Amos, Ovadia, Yona, Micha. And we get into one of the earliest Nevi'im again. Micha, we mentioned this 4 times. This is the 4th time, I think. The Gemara in Psachim on Daf Pei Zayin. The Gemara says there were 4 Nevi'im that prophesied at the same time. We know that from the first Pasuk in each of their Svarim. Dvar Hashem, Asher Hoya, El Hoshea. The Gemara says in Psachim, the beginning of the 8th parak. Bimei Uziyo, Yotam, Achazi, Chizkiyo, Melech Yehuda. Beperecha, Nisnabu, Dal, Nevi'im. Begodlo, Shebekulan, Hoshea. He was the greatest. Shneamar, Tchilat, Varshem, Boshea. Vchi, Boshea, Dibar, Tchila, Valomi, Moshe, Hoshea. Kama, Nevi'im. Amrav Yochanan, Tchilo, Larbo, Nevi'im, Shezal, Boso, Perak. He was the first. Ve'elohein, Hoshea, Yeshayahu, Amos, Umicha. Those 4. Hoshea, Yeshayahu, Amos, and Micha. Now we're up to the 4th one. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says who was Micha? So the Rambam also has Micha on the list of the Baalei HaMesorah that we also mention at the beginning of each of the Svarim when he lists off the 40 generations from Moshe to Ravina and Ravashi. So he goes through each one and he has Micha in between Yeshayahu and Yoel. Yeshayahu and Yoel, right? He got it. Micha was Makabel, Torah Shel Peh from Yeshaya, Ubezdino, V'Yoel Kibel, Mimicha, Ubezdino, V'Nachem Kibel, Miyona, V'Chabkuk Kibel, Minachum, V'Tzvanya Kibel, Michabkuk, V'Yimyo Kibel, Mitzvanya, right? Baruch Ben Arya from Yirmiyo, goes through the whole list. So he is one of the Baalei HaMesorah. He had tremendous hashpa, the Mefarshim say, on Chizkiyo HaMelech, but he was all, again, 150 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's when all these Nevi'im said that it was going to happen, and they prophesied 150 years before that it was going to happen. They were hoping that it would prevent it, but it wasn't meant to be. So again, this most of the Sefer and this parak is about the prophecies on the northern kingdom, a little bit on the southern kingdom, on Malchut Yehuda, but some on the northern kingdom as well, as we will go through, again, the gullus of the northern kingdom and the destruction of the southern kingdom. So as we'll see, and the end of Micha is related to some of the haftorahs that we'll see about Shabbat Shuvah and Yom Kippur Mincha. We just had Yonah, so we skip to the end of Micha to end off, as we spoke about last time, the last few psukim that we add, that Barbanel pointed out at the end of Yonah, the psukim that we add on what the message is. Okay, so Dvar Hashem, Asher Haya Al Micha, HaMorashti. This is the word of Hashem that Hashem spoke to Micha, HaMorashti. What's Morashti? From the city of Morasha. That's what it seems, that's the pashtus of how most Mefarshim assume. Meir Moresha, says Rashi. So this is the words that Hashem said to him, right? This was a city in Shevet Yehuda, from in Yehuda. That's what Barbanel assumes, that he was from Shevet Yehuda. B'yemei Yotam Achazi Chizkiyo Malcha Yehuda. Same Nevi'im as Hoshea, except before he also had Uziah, before Yotam. But Yotam Achazi Chizkiyo Malcha Yehuda Asher Chaza Al Shomron V'Yerushalayim, that he saw regarding Shomron, the north, the Yerushalayim, and the south. So interesting, here you have the three kings of Yehuda that he prophesied during their time. If you look back in Hoshea, just to compare this to the first pasuk in Hoshea, Tvar Hashem Asher Haya El Hoshea Ben Be'eri, B'yemei Uziyo Yotam Achaz Chizkiyo Malchi Yehuda, U'B'yemei Yeravam Ben Yoash Malchi Yisrael. So here it doesn't say anything about the Malchi Yisrael. Why doesn't it say anything about the Malchi Yisrael? The parallel Nevi'im, the parallel Malachim at that time. So 3 ideas. Number 1, the Radak says, it's Ke'ilu, he said it, okay. So he said it beforehand, but it's Ke'ilu, he said it. Last line in the Radak. V'imlo Zachram, Harei Amar, Shechazal Shomron V'Yerushalayim, V'arihu Ke'ilu Zachram. Number 1. Number 2, the other idea, the Mesudas David says, well, he was only prophesizing in Eretz Yehuda. So even though he might have been talking about some of the northern Jews, but he was prophesizing even here, says the Mesudas David, Vim kolzos lo sachar litlos hanavua liyamei malchei Yisrael, kiderach shamar bahoshea ube Amos also, zeo lefisha haya me'eretz Yehuda, as we just said, according to that of Arbanel, he's from Moresha, or a city in Yehuda, and therefore it didn't focus on the Malchi Yisrael. V'lo niba v'artzos Malchi Yisrael, k'der sh'nibu Hosheva Amos. Hosheva Amos also prophesied up there, and that's why he was left out. But the Abarbanel has something more basic, more fundamental, and that is maybe Dafka. He was not mentioned because the Nevi'im in Yehuda, based on that Ramban's idea in Parshas Vayechi, didn't think that the Malchi Yisrael had any allowance to be king. To be king. Obviously, Yeravim ben Nevat had the allowance to be king, right? Achia Shiloni anointed him, but after that, it was all being mamluch in sin. Remember, there's a Rashi. Rashi quotes Chazal. Rashi and the Radak both quote Chazal. In Melachim Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph, the pasuk says there, Va'ane Zera David Lamanzos Achlo Kalayamim. I will afflict David HaMelech's dynasty and children, but not forever. Not Kalayamim. What does Rashi say there? Ki lemos ha-mashiach ha-shut tashuv ha-mluchei lov. When Mashiach comes, the Malchus is going to come back. That's what Rashi says in the Pshat. It was Seder Olam Matzasi. And in Seder Olam, the Medrash, Fo'an Ezer David Laman Zos, Kineged Shloshim V'sheishana, She Nitzchatin Shlomo Ez Basparo, for the 36 years that he was married to Baspar Shinasa B'shan Revias Lamalcho, U'Kinegdo Nigzrek Zera Malchus Beis David Leichalek. And because of that, Kinegdo, 36 years, David Malchus was supposed to split. V'ru'uya Haisa Malucha Lachzor B'mei Asa, B'shash Sheish Esrei Lamalcho. It should have come back. But it should have come back in the days of Asa. Elisha Kilka, Lishloach, Shocha, Lamelech Aram. But they messed up. They weren't Somech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why all those Malachim shouldn't have existed. All those Malachim that should have gone back to Malcha Yehuda only after a couple of decades, and it didn't. They were all living in sin, and that's why the Chazal say here that Micha didn't say anything about Malchi Yisrael because they weren't Malachim in his eyes. They weren't recognized Malachim. Right? That's what the Abarbanel also says. The Abarbanel's Lashon here doesn't quote this whole medrash, the Seder Olam, but he quotes here, Vinei lo zachar Malchi Yisrael, lo mepnei shenisbach al amro, asher chaz al shomro. Not like what the Mesudas David said. Amnam, hanavim shahayu mi Yehuda, o mi bin Yamin, yichazu zman nebu oseyem lo Malchi Yehuda, velo helu shemas Malchi Yisrael al sif soseyem. They didn't mention them. Lefi shebeini hanavim ahem lo hayu hei malkam, kim oyvei Hashem. They were in Malachim, right? This is related to the Ramban. The Ramban says, the Pasuk in Vayechi, Lo Yasser Shevet Mi Yehuda, Umechokeg Mi Ben Raglov, right? Nobody's allowed to be the king other than Malchus Beis David. It's an Isser. Shalom Yasser Shevet Mi Yehuda El Echan Me Echav, Ki Malchus Yisrael Moshe Alea Mi Menu Yiyah, Velo Yim Shal Echan Me Echav Alav, Vachin Lo Yasser Mechokeg Mi Ben Raglov, Vachulu. And therefore he continues, Ve'inyin Shaul, what about Shaul? That was beforehand. Hashem didn't want to give them a king yet. It was too early. He wasn't ready to start the eternal Malchus. And he gave them a Malchus Shah. Gave him a Malchus Shah, and he was only supposed to be a Malchus Shah. But then there he says, this is exactly the point, Ulafi Daiti, Hayu Amalachim, Hamolchim al Yisrael, Mishar Ashvatim, Acharei David, Ovrim al Dasavihem, Umaavirim Nachala. They were violating every day that they were malachim. They were relying on the words of Achia. Right, that phrase. Famously, that's what the Ramban says about the Chashmonaim, Shemalchu Bayasheni. Kayu Chasidei Elyon, they were great tzaddikim. V'amaliheim nishtachu Torah Torah v'mitzvos miYisrael. Torah would have been forgotten without them. But eventually, the whole Asmonean dynasty was wiped out. Why? Because they took the Malchus. They were Kohanim. But they took the Malchus. They shouldn't have taken the Malchus. And therefore, it was taken away from them. And again, that's the Ramban, what the Abarbanel says here, what that Rashi says, that it is because the Rambam also in Hilchos Malachim talks about only David HaMelech. He doesn't call Lo Yasser Shevet Mi Yehuda. Doesn't say the thing about Hanukkah, but at least that's another reason why the Malchei Yisrael are not mentioned here. Not just the Radak. It's as if it's mentioned, the Mitzvot David. He was only Mislab in Eretz Yehuda. Idafka wasn't mentioned because they weren't Malachim in their eyes. So here, let's get to the content. The first content of Micha. Shimu Amim Kulam. Listen, all nations. Some say it means all the whole world. Hakshivi Eretz Maloa. Listen up. Shimu is, listen, Hakshivi is a little deeper. Focus. Vihi Hashem Elokim Bachem La'ed. Hashem will be witness. Hashem Mehechal Kacho. Kine Hashem Yotze Mim Kamo. Hashem is going out of his place. V'yarad V'darach Albama Se'aretz. Hashem is going out of his place. What's his place? Rashi. His place is Kisei Rachamim. That's the natural state of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's going from Kisei Rachamim L'Kisei Din. Hashem Yotzei Mimkomo. The Yarad, and he will go down. V'Darach, and he will trample. Abama Se'aretz, on the high places of the land. He himself will trample. The Malbim here invokes Makas Bechoros. Just like by Makas Bechoros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechvodu V'Atzmo. So to here, says the Malbim. Shezem Mamlitz She'yelech Atzmo L'Ha'anish Be'onesh Hashkachi. As the Malbim has said a few times, it's not just Hester Panim, but Onesh Hashkachi. She'eno makai de shliach rak ba'atzmo, kmo kachatzos alayla, ani yotzei b'toch Mitzrayim, ani yotzei, so ani, Hashem, hine Hashem yotzei mimkamo, Hashem goes out and he breaks down the Bama Se'aretz. Who are the Bama Se'aretz? Rashi, al haramim v'gasei ruach, on all those that are haughty. All those that are haughty. The Rambam, we mention often in Hilchos Deos, haughtiness is the root of so many Averis. The two Averis that you have to meet with, you have to go to the extreme. Gaiva and Kas, right? There's so much. There's the Abarbanel. Also here, the Gasei Ruach are the ones that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is breaking down, because they're the ones that don't listen to the Nevuah that said this is all going to happen. We know there are many sources for Gaiva in Shas, and there are many Chazals about Gaiva. Sota Daf Hei has a lot to say about Gaiva. That's where the Chazal is about Har Sinai. Yomar Adam Midas Kono. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Inia Kol Arim Gvos. This was Shechinas Al Har Sinai. Dafka Har Sinai. Amar Belazar Kol Shi Adam Hishbo Gassas Aruach Roy Legat O Kashera. Somebody has Gassas Aruach. It's Roy that he should be cut down like an Ashera. Kol Adam Hishbo Gassas Aruach. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ein Ani Vahu Yecholun Ladur Ba'olam. This town ain't big enough for the both of us. Right, and there are many other chazals also. If you look Ruach Kimo Harto, he'll be uprooted with a little Ruach. The Rishonim discuss what the source is. Is there an Isser to be a Balgaiva? Or is it just Midos Ros? Right, the Rav Chaim Vital has a famous comment where he talks about how there's no mitzvah for Midos Tovos. There's no Avera for Midos Ros, generally, because they're a prerequisite for all mitzvos. You can't do mitzvahs properly if somebody is a Balgaiva and a Bal Taiva and a Bal Midos Ros. But there are some Rishonim that do count it. The smak. We like quoting the smak. The smak counts certain mitzvahs that nobody else counts. The smak has mitzvah chaves. Shalol lehisgaos. Not to be a baal gaiva. Dichsiv. Pentochal v'savata v'ram l'vavecha v'shachachta. That's his source for the Isser. V'ram l'vavecha v'shachachta. You'll eat, you'll be satiated, and you won't bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pen koya v'ram l'vavecha. Vishalu lachachamao gaiva amalahem shtus she'ein bala makirba. Vegam nikra toeva. Shnemer katovas Hashem kol gvalev. A bal gaiva is called the toeva. Gvai naiv rachav levav o solo uchal. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu li noe hagaiva. Lihios noe ge'e. Dechsev Hashem malak yos lavesh. Hashem could be a bal gaiva. Vizer rotze lixol malbushi. Kaviyachol ein anu yecholon ladur bimadur echad. Achaz daka ushval ruach. Eshkon, and he quotes a number of other chazals also, Afilu ish mali Torah, the Hegas daito, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpilo. Umi bamos hagai, say the chachamim, but again, that's the Isser. The Balbim, the smag says, is based on that Isser of Aram Lavavecha. That's what the smag says. The smag has it as part of Korach, part of the Isser of Korach, lo yik, Korach v'chadaso. Again, the it's quoted in the mitzvah samach dalid, of the Los Ases of the Smag, he shomer lecha pentishkach es Hashem alokecha as harish lo yizgau bnei Yisrael kshakadosh baruch hu mashpil an tova v'yomru sheberevach shelahem ubeotzem yadam va'amalam asu v'yirvichu kolzev v'leyachziku tova kadosh baruch hu machpas gaonam. So that is itself in Isser. So the Smag quotes a different makar for the Isser of Gaiva, and he quotes that this was even the dream that he had. He was about to publish a sefer. He only could figure out 612 mitzvos. He couldn't figure out the 613th, and then he had a dream, and they said to him in the dream, Shachach des Iker, right, he forgot the main one. This is the one that was shown to him in the dream, and that the Isser of being a Balgaiva. Vizbonanti Allah babokir in a yesod gadolhu b'yiras Hashem v'ho'alti l'chabro be'ezras yahiv chachmasa l'cha kimin. That's the smag. So the smag, the Ramban also has a comment. The Ramban says in Shoftim that the Yisrael Balgaiva is Kavachomer from a Melech. A Melech, the Torah says Beferish, Levilti Rum Levavo Me'achav. The Torah, a king is not allowed to lift his heart up over his brothers. Levilti Rum Levavo Me'achav, Nirmas Bakan Batara Isser Ga'avus. Kiakosav Yimanas a Melech Migavus, Rum Masalev, the Kol Shekein Ha'acherim, Shena Ru'uyam Lakach. The king is fitting for him to be a Balgaiva a little bit, and he's not allowed to kolshken everybody else. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Either way, our pasuk says is going to trample on those who are Bala Gaifa. V'namasu Aram Tachtov, we continue now. The mountains are going to melt. This is referring to the destruction that's going to happen if Bnei Yisrael don't do tshuva. V'namasu Aram Tachtov, v'hamakim yizbaku, the valleys will crack open. Kadonag mebnei, just like wax in front of a fire. That's what it's going to look like. Just like wax in front of a fire, they're going to melt. Kemayim mugarim b'morad, like water going down a slope. Bepesha Yaakov calls those. It's all because of the sins of Yaakov. Uvechatos beis Yisrael and the sins of beis Yisrael. Interesting, Yaakov and Yisrael. Keep me pesha Yaakov, and what is the source of all the sins of Yaakov? Hello, Shomron. Shomron, right? Shomron was the capital city, the second capital city up north. Yeravim started with Shechem. But later on, King Omri moved it to Shomron. So Shomron was the source of so much of Avodah Zarah. Umi Bamos Yehuda, and who is the source of the Bamos Yehuda? Hello, Yerushalayim. Right? And therefore, these capital cities are held responsible. Visamti Shomron la'i hasadeh l'matoy ekarim. I'm going to just destroy Shomron, and there'll just be vineyards there. There won't be any cities left. Vigarti lagaya vaneha, v'yisodeha agale. I will reveal all of its foundations. Right? This is, again, alluding to more than 100 years before this happened, the galus and the destruction that's going to happen to Shomron. Right? The Psukim describe this. We'll describe this in Malachim Beis, in Perek Yud Zayin. Describe Ashur coming and destroying Shomron. The Pasuk says, Vayal Melech Ashur b'chol aretz, Malachim Beis Yud Zayin Hey. Vayal Melech Ashur b'chol aretz, the king of Ashur came. Vayal Shomron, Vayotzer Alei Shalosh Shanim. For 3 years there's a siege. Bishnas Atshiyas Lahoshea, Lochan Melech Ashur at Shomron. Finally, it is captured. Vayegel Es Yisrael Ashura, and they send Yisrael to Ashur. This is it. This is the end of Malchei Yisrael. Vayashev Osam Bachlach Uvachavar Nahar Gozan Va'arei Madai. That's it. That is the fulfillment of this nevuah of Micha. V'chol psileha yukatu, and all of their idols will be broken. V'chol esnaneha yisarfu ba'esh, they'll be burned. V'chol atzavel asim shmama, desolate, ki mi esnan zona kibatu, is all gathered as an esnan. Right, not literally an esnan, but Avodah Zarah we know is called zona. So it's gathered from esnan, all the presents given to the Avodah Zarah, that's going to be destroyed. So that's the first seven psukim. And then the Navi says, and I'm very upset about this, al zos pasaches, espedav elila, and I mourn that this is going to happen. I'm not happy about it. I'm mourning that this is all happening. Elcha sholov aroma, I'm just going to lose my mind. I'm going to go mishug. I'm going to go like walk around like a crazy person. Rashi says, mishtageya kishote betimon lev, because this is happening. Esem ispeid katanim ve'evo kibnos yana, I'm going to have hespedim and cry out like jackals and ostriches, right? Who the Mefarshim say, they cry out like wailing. I don't know if you've heard a jackal at night. It sounds like wailing and crying. Ki anusha makoseha, its wounds are very serious. Makos enosh, right? It's serious wounds. Ki ba'ad Yehuda, they came all the way to Yehuda. Naga ad shara mi'ad Yerushalayim, all the way until the gate of my nation, until Yerushalayim. What is ki anusha? There's a comment of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Emes LeYaakov, back in Breishis, where he says, why is mankind called enosh? Enoshiyut is mankind, right? Not Bnei Adam, that's true also, but why Enoshiyut? So he quotes, it could be that Bezman Enosh, we know that the a third of the world was flooded, not only at the time of the Mabel. So Enosh symbolizes human beings that became weak, and we became different, right? Don't live as long anymore. They used to live hundreds of years. V'ulay mipnei, shebezman Enosh ha'isa yirida shokol ador, sharik haya kam Khan Kimin Mabel, She hates of Yama Slisha Olam Nikra be made door Enosh Mimlasha Khazal. Lavichach Nikra Shame Zal Kala Olam Shishlo Aza Khulsha. And therefore he quotes in the footnote, there are many psukim that talk about Enosh when a person gets sick, rather by the boy in Shmuel Beis, the Yikav Hashem is a Yelad Vaye Anesh, and Make Enosha, he quotes from here, Hainu Mishalashan Choli Vacholsha. And that's again a very strong Maka that was given, and it went all the way to the Shar Ami Adi Yerushalayim, all the way to the gates of Yerushalayim. The Rinas Yitzchak points out, Shar Ami, the gate of Yerushalayim is called Shar Ami because it's the gate of the entire Am. The gate of the entire Am. Right? Yerushalayim, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, lo nischalka l'shvatim. It wasn't split up to Shvatim. There's a big Lamdish question about that. How was it? How would it mean it wasn't split up to Shvatim? Didn't the base of English go right through Yehudim and Yamin? Rav Salvechik talks about this. Maybe there was a chilik b'dini mamanis and a chilik b'isr v'heter. But either way, on one level, Yerushalayim is connected to all Shvatim. Yerushalayim lonis chalkal Shvatim, and therefore it says here, at Shar Ami, the gate of my nation, at Yerushalayim. And then he continues, Begat al Tagidu. This now this nevuah is borrowing the type of nevuah that David HaMelech did in his kina. Don't go tell my enemies what happened. So Begat al Tagidu, don't go to God, the Eretz Plishtim, to tell them what happened, because they're gonna be very happy. Bacho al Tivku, don't cry there. Bebeit la Afra, Afar his palashti. Go to Afar, go somewhere else. And roll around in the dust. We're going to mention a couple of cities now. Why Dafka are these cities mentioned? Because they're a play on words. They're Lashon Nofel al Lashon, the Chazal say, and that's why he picked these cities to say the Nevuah about. Ivri Lachem Yosheves Shafir, pass away, pass, and go out and go into exile. Those who sit in Shafir, Er Yaboshes, Lo Yatzo Yosheves Sa'anan, Mispaid Beis Ha'atzel, Yikach Mikem Emdaso. You have one city that was exiled, and the other city doesn't come out and mourn them because they know they're next. They know they're next on the chopping block, so to speak, and therefore they don't have time. They have to worry about themselves in order to get ready for their enemy. Ki chala latov yosheves marus. Again, all of these pashas are names of cities. Again, Chazal darshan their names also. But those who sit in marus, right? Chala, it's changed. Ki yarad rameis Hashem l'shar Yerushalayim. Evil has come down. Retom amerkava. Quickly, get your chariot ready. La rechesh yosheves lachish. Get the chariot ready. Those who sit in lachish. Reishas chatos ilabasiyon. You started a lot of the averis for Yerushalayim. Kibach nimsu pisha Yisrael. In you, right, there were some evil kings that started Avodah Zarah in Lachish, one of the large captures later on. Asher captured Lachish. If you look in the British Museum in London, there's a whole room of Asher and Lachish. Asher and Lachish, and that's what's forecast in the Nevi'im, and it's told exactly what happened. Lachain tidni shiluchim avarishas God, bateach ziv la'achzav, the achzav is going to be very sad. Again, all of these psukim are playing on words for the names. Karchi vagozi, pasik de Zion, al b'nei ta'anu gayach. Why don't you shave your head and make yourself bald on the children that you were living in comfort, right? But now you have to shave. What does that mean, right? We know the Torah tells us in Devarim Perek Yudalet that was a sign of mourning by the goyim. It's aser for us to do it. Aser, but the language of the Nevuah is just saying that there's a nice way or a metaphoric way of saying that you're going to be an avelus. Harchivi karchese kanesher, right? Widen your baldness like a vulture. Why a vulture? Rashi and Adar both quote a Chazal that either pashtus that a vulture sometimes has baldness on top, or a vulture, which is how most assume what a nesher is, not an eagle, but a vulture. It flies very high, and once every 10 years it goes very high, even close to the sun, and burns off the top of its hair. Okay, that's what Chazal say. And make yourself bald, ki galu mimech, because your children have gone into galus. There's a lot to say about the isser of karcha. Again, pashtus is just like a metaphor in saying shave ki'ilu, but one might say that one is only not allowed to shave for mace, but just for tragedy. There's not an isser daraisa. Either way, you can look there in the Sefer HaChinuch, in Tav Samaches, and other mafarshim on the pasuk there, in Yud Dalet Aleph. Either way, this gets us a haschala into Sefer Micha, as we continue here in the Treyasar, this one about the, again, impending doom and galus and exile and churban of the northern and the southern kingdom. We'll stop here.